Dr. Kevin Walters is the president of Allen Hancock College, with its main campus, of course, in Santa Maria, and other locations at Vandenberg Air Force Base, Lompoc, and Solvang. Welcome, President Walters.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, I understand the college recently completed a strategic plan for the future of the school. Can you talk a bit about the goals created in that plan and how you came to those conclusions?
I'd love to. You know, we started last year. In fact, you and I had a conversation last year, and I talked about our theme for the year, which was to focus on the six things that students identify as helping them be successful. And those are things, you know, students want to be connected and directed, engaged, focused, nurtured, and valued. And that was the conversation we started having on campus, and how we take that from our classroom through our support programs. And that sort of became the underpinning for the strategic plan. And we actually built those six things into our strategic plan so that everyone would know that this is, you know, from the groundskeepers all the way up to my office, we're going to have those six things. We want to focus on those for students.
Those are really broad topics. How will you then take those topics and narrow them down to actualities that students experience on campus?
So what we'll do is we'll look at how those things happen on campus. So, you know, students are connected when they're involved with student clubs or when they can interact with their faculty members, or, you know, they might be, you know, we have a scholarship. We'll give out more than $500,000 in scholarships this year. We think that's, you know, that sort of meets that nurturing and valuing. But the mechanical way we'll do that is now when everyone does their planning, they'll sit down and they'll say, we're making a resource request. How does it support valuing students? How does it support engaging students? And they'll actually have to write their request to say, if we do X, students will be more engaged. And we actually have programs across campus. Our athletics program is a perfect example of how those six factors are done every day. But also we have a STEM program, you know, for and MESA. Both of those programs offer that same kind of training in a science and technology environment for students. So all of those things will be part of the conversation as people are doing their own individual planning in their areas on campus.
And, of course, all forms of planning take money. As you know, Cuesta College to the north of you in San Luis Obispo County and Santa Barbara Community College to the south of you are currently asking voters to approve bond measures this coming November to help with technology and infrastructure improvements on those campuses. Hancock has benefited, as I understand, from Measure I recently. Was that a similar measure?
Similar idea. I'm sitting out looking at the new student services building outside of my office, and it's absolutely fantastic. Our students can come into a welcoming environment, get their financial aid taken care of, get their courses set up with counselors. All the things that they need can be done just right in one building that's inviting to students. Our new Lompoc campus has public safety training facility that is just unbelievable in the scope of what we can do there to help train future law enforcement, firemen, and other public safety officials.
Yeah, that just opened, didn't it?
Just opened last month. We had the big grand opening, ribbon cutting. We had about 1,200 people from the community come out, and we gave them tours, and there were live demonstrations from a SWAT team cutting cars open, fires in the fire tower. It was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
When was Measure I passed?
That was a 2006 measure.
2006, so just before the recession.
Correct.
So you were able to have that money at a time when it would have been very difficult to ask again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think the timing on that was absolutely perfect.
And have you finished all the projects that are related to Measure I?
We have about $35 million left in authorization, but our property tax levels are so low that we're not able to issue that last $35 million probably for another 4 or 5 years. Of the colleges you mentioned, when you start at Santa Barbara City College and go all the way up to Monterey Peninsula College, we have the lowest assessed value of any of the college districts. So it makes it more difficult for us to be able to finish all those projects. So we'll be patient, and in hopefully in 4 years we can actually start looking at that next project.
Now, Hancock recently received $500,000 in funding to expand educational opportunities for Hispanic students. It's all part of a new Title V grant. What does it mean for Hancock and its students?
This is great because the Title V is where we get our Hispanic Serving Institution designation. So colleges that are more than 25% Latino can apply for this designation. We're more than 50% Latino at our college. And when you get a grant like this, it serves not just the Latino students. It actually goes to the whole campus. So our STEM grant is also through Title V, but every student is eligible to use the STEM Center. The requirements are not based on your ethnicity once the grant is received. So we will be able to take this and build basic skills for all of our students. You probably know that, you know, more than 60% of our students arrive on campus needing one or more remedial classes to get to college ready. And so this will help us really focus on how we can help those students.
We're speaking with Dr. Kevin Walters. He's the president of Allen Hancock College, the main campus there in Santa Maria, satellite campuses at Vandenberg Air Force Base, Lompoc, and Solvang. So last week, we spoke with the president of Hartnell College, and he talked about a program that they have now where they're partnering with Cal State Monterey Bay for a 3-year degree. I understand that the state Senate approved a measure that would allow up to 15 community colleges in California to offer 4-year degrees. Could Hancock be one of those if the governor ends up signing that bill into law?
We could. We're having that discussion on campus about how we would do that and what kind of program we would request. Assuming it gets signed, the Board of Governors will start writing the rules for application in January. One of the things that we really struggle with here at Hancock, in the community really, it's a Santa Maria Lompoc kind of problem, is we have what I call a higher education desert. You know, we have Cal Poly to the north and UCSB to the south, but those are highly impacted institutions that are highly selective. So our students don't have as the access to that a student might have, you know, from Hartnell to Cal State Monterey Bay. So getting that 4-year option here is really important. So we have to find ways to bring more 4-year degrees to Northern Santa Barbara County.
Dr. Walters, not that long ago, I did a piece here at KCBX on your expanding viticulture programs there at Hancock College. You're situated really nicely there in the Santa Maria Valley, vineyards around you, well-known vineyard areas to the north and south as well. Is that an area you'd like to see expand for Hancock?
And not just our viticulture, but our agriculture program as a whole. We really want to be able to support the local agriculture community. The wine's always the fun one, right? Everybody loves the idea that we're gonna grow our own grapes, and we've just finished all the paperwork to have our own bonded winery, so we can actually go out and sell a little bit of wine, so that our students can actually learn how to do marketing, and that's really exciting. But combined with that, we really need to be able to help our local farmers in the industry around here. I mean, it's almost a $1 billion industry in Santa Barbara County, and we need to really grow our student population to help support that.
When I was setting up this interview, the person who was helping me told me that you are an advocate for changing the odds for students at Hancock, not necessarily beating them. What is the distinction there?
Well, you know, this is the theme that I've rolled out for the year, and it actually comes from Dr. Manuel Pastor down at USC. And it's something that I thought about. I didn't say it as eloquently as he did, but we spend a lot of time talking about all of these students who overcame, you know, economic barriers, drug barriers. You know, they had children when they were, you know, teenagers, and they still managed to get their degrees, and we really celebrate how these people beat the odds, and we were really excited about that. But really what our college does on a daily basis, we're changing the odds for our community. And that's what we need to be talking about. We need to talk about how do we change the odds so we don't have to have students overcoming such barriers. And that means us doing more than just teaching classes and giving degrees and certificates. We need to be active with our K-12 partners, which we're expanding that operation now. We need to be working on issues, particularly in relation to poverty, to the extent that Hancock College can help battle poverty in Northern Santa Barbara County. That's critical to our long-term success.
How are the enrollment numbers at Allen Hancock looking for as you start a new fall semester?
We're in pretty good shape. I think around the state we're seeing growth that's not as brisk as it has been in the past. We're at about 2.3% growth right now, and we're really focused on enrollment management. How do we make sure that we have access to, you know, that students have access to classes? We want to make sure that students can get their classes and graduate, and that we can do it in a way that sort of maximizes our budget.
Some of the other schools in our community colleges in our listening area have been faced recently with losing accreditation and then digging themselves out of that. Has Allen Hancock College found themselves in that situation at all?
Well, don't get me in trouble. I'm knocking on my wooden desk here because we've not had accreditation problems ever at this college. We are right now writing our self-evaluation. We have, 20 to 25 people on campus who are actively engaged in that, the actual writing of it, and then the whole campus is working on that report. We will have that done in the fall of next year, so about a year from now we'll turn that in, and then in the spring of 2016 we'll have ACCJC on campus. So, you know, that spring of 2016 sounds like a long ways away, but when you think about all the steps you've got to go through to get ready, you know, we've started now, and we're actually in pretty good shape. I feel pretty good about our what we're doing. Our planning is consistent. You can look at our Measure I projects and say, you know, how do you allocate your resources? And we needed a new industrial technology building, and that's what the trustees approved. You know, all of the projects we did relate directly to the mission of the college.
Dr. Kevin Walters, president of Allen Hancock College, the main campus in Santa Maria, satellite campuses at Vandenberg Air Force Base, Lompoc, and Solvang. Dr. Walters, thank you so much for joining us on KCBX.
Hey, thanks so much, Randall. We'll talk to you soon.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.